on vantage ground. Let us never bear testimony against health reform by failing to use wholesome, palatable food in place of the harmful articles of diet that we have discarded. Do not in any way encourage an appetite for stimulants. Eat only plain, simple, wholesome food, and thank God constantly for the principles of health reform. In all things be true and upright, and you will gain precious victories. CD 208.2, Harmful Influence of Extremists, 1870, to T374, 375-328. And while we would caution you not to overeat, even of the best quality of food, we would also caution those that are extremists not to raise a false standard, and then endeavor to bring everybody to it. CD 208.3, 1870, to T384, 387, 329. I was shown that both the and C had dishonored the cause of God. They had brought upon it a stain which will never be fully wiped out. I was shown the family of our dear brother Diophas' brother had received proper help at the right time, every member of his family would have been alive today. It is a wonder that the laws of the land 209 had not been enforced in this instance of maltreatment. That family were perishing for food- the plainest, simplest food. They were starving in a land of plenty. A novice was practicing upon them. The young man did not die of disease, but of hunger. Food would have strengthened the system, and kept the machinery in motion. CD 208.4, it is time that something was done to prevent novices from taking the field and advocating health reform. Their works and words can be spared, for they do more injury than the wisest and most intelligent men, with the best influence they can exert, can counteract. It is impossible or the best qualified advocates of health reform to fully relieve the minds of the public from the prejudice received through the wrong course of these extremists, and to place the great subject of health reform upon a right basis in the community where these men have figured. The door is also closed in a great measure, so that unbelievers cannot be reached by the present truth upon the Sabbath and the soon coming of our Savior. The most precious truths are cast aside by the people as unworthy of a hearing. These men are referred to as representatives of health reformers and Sabbath keepers in general. A great responsibility rests upon those who have thus proved a stumbling block to unbelievers. CD 209.1 Serving Personal Opinions and Personal Tests Letter 39, 1901-330. The time has come when health reform will be received in its importance by many in high places and in low places. But we are to allow nothing to eclipse the message we have to bear, the third angel's message, connected with the messages of the first and second angel. We must not allow minor things to bind us in a small circle, where we cannot obtain access to the people at large. CD 209.2 The Church and the world need all the influence, all the talents God has given us. All we have should be appropriated to His use. In presenting the gospel, keep out all your own opinions. We have a worldwide message, and the Lord wants His servants to guard sacredly the trust He 210 has given them. To every man of God has given His work. Then let no false message be born. Let there be no straining into inconsistent problems the grand light of health reform. The inconsistencies of one rest upon the whole body of believers, therefore when one goes to extremes, great harm is done to the cause of God. CD 209.3 The carrying of things to extremes is a matter to be dreaded. It always results in my being compelled to speak to prevent matters from being misunderstood, so that the world will not have cause to think that Seventh-day Adventists are a body of extremists. When we seek to pull people out of the fire on the one hand, the very words which then have to be spoken to correct evils are used to justify indulgence on the other hand. May the Lord keep us from human tests and extremes. CD 210.1 Let no one advance extreme views in regard to what we shall eat and what we shall drink. The Lord has given light. Let our people accept the light and walk in the light. There needs to be a great increase in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. This knowledge is eternal life. An increase of piety, a good, humble, spiritual religion would place our people in a position where they could learn of the great teacher. CD 210.2 The time may come when it will not be safe to use milk, but But if the cows are healthy and the milk thoroughly cooked, there is no necessity of creating a time of trouble beforehand. Let no one feel that he must bear a message as to what our people shall place on their tables in every particular. Those who take an extreme position will in the end see that the results are not what they thought they would be. The Lord will lead us by His own right hand, if we will be led. Love and purity - these are the fruits born upon a good tree. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. CD 210.3. I was instructed to say to those in the conference who had been so strenuous upon the subject of health reform, urging their ideas and views upon others, that God had not given them their message. I told them that if they would soften and subdue their inherited and cultivated tendencies, in which there is a large amount of stubbornness, they would see that they need to be converted. If 211 we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and His love is perfected in us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. CD 210.4 Human wisdom is to be combined with divine wisdom and the mercy of God. Let us hide self in Christ. Let us work diligently to reach the high standard God has set up for us - moral transformation by the gospel. God calls upon us to advance in right lines, to make straight paths for our feet, lest the lane be turned out of the way. Then will Christ be satisfied. CD 211.1 Error on side of people preferable to opposite extreme Letter 57, 1886 331 Brother and sister carried the matter of indulgence in eating to extreme, and the Institute became demoralized. Now the enemy would push you into the opposite extreme if he could, to have a poverty-stricken diet. Be careful to keep level heads and sensible ideas. Seek wisdom from heaven and move understandingly. If you take extremely radical positions, you will be obliged to back down, and then however conscientious you may have been, you have lost confidence in your own sound judgment, and our brethren and unbelievers will lose confidence in you. Be sure to go no faster than you have positive light from God. Take no man's ideas, but move intelligently in the fear of the Lord. CD 211.2 If you are, let it not be in getting as far from the people as possible, for then you cut the thread of your influence and can do them no good. Better run on the side of the people than altogether away from them, for there is hope in that case that you can carry the people with you, but there is no need of error on either side. CD 211.3 You need not go into the water, or into the fire, but take the middle path, avoiding all extremes. Do not let it appear that you are one-sided, ill-balanced managers. Do not have a meager, poor diet. Do not let anyone influence you to have the diet poverty-stricken. Have your food prepared in a healthful, tasteful manner. Have your food prepared with a nicety that will correctly represent health reform. 212, CD 211.4 The great backsliding upon health reform is because unwise minds have handled it and carried it to such extremes that it has disgusted in place of converting people to it. I have been where these radical ideas have been carried out. Vegetables prepared with only water, and everything else in like manner. This kind of cookery is health reform. And there are some minds so constituted that they will accept anything that bears the features of rigorous diet or reform of any kind. CD 212.1 My brethren, I would have you temperate in all things, but be careful that you do not strain the point or run our institution into such a narrow channel that it comes out to a point. You must not fall into every man's notions, but be level-headed, calm, trusting in God. CD 212.2, Both Extremes to be Avoided, 1900, 60373, 374, 332. I know that many of our brethren are in heart and practice opposed to health reform. I advocate no extremes, but as I have been looking over my manuscripts, I have seen the decided testimonies borne and the warnings of dangers that come to our people through imitating the customs and practices of the world in self-indulgence, gratification of appetite, and pride of apparel. My heart is sick and sad over the existing state of things. Some say that some of our brethren have pressed these questions too strongly. but because some may have acted indiscreetly in pressing their sentiments concerning health reform on all occasions, will any dare to keep back the truth on this subject? The people of the world are generally far in the opposite extreme of indulgence and intemperance in eating and drinking, and as the result, lustful practices abound. CD 212.3. There are many now under the shadow of death who act prepared to do a work for the Master, but who have not felt that a sacred obligation rested upon them to observe the laws of health. The laws of the physical system are indeed the laws of God, but this fact seems to have been forgotten. Some have limited themselves to a diet that cannot sustain them in health. They have not provided nourishing food to take the place of injurious articles, and they have not 213 considered that tact and ingenuity must be exercised in preparing food in the most healthful manner. The system must be properly nourished in order to perform its work. It is contrary to health reform, after cutting off the great variety of unwholesome dishes, to go to the opposite extreme, reducing the quantity and quality of the food to a low standard. Instead of health reform, this is health deform. Importance of instruction in preparing wholesome, appetizing food See Cooking Schools in Section XXD, CD 212.4, Content Chap. 12 Diet During Pregnancy Prenatal Influences, 1905, MH 372-373-333. The effect of prenatal influences is by many parents looked upon as a matter of little moment, but heaven does not so regard it. The message sent by an angel of God, and twice given in the most solemn manner, shows it to be deserving of our most careful thought. CD 217.1. In the words spoken to the Hebrew mother, God speaks to all mothers in every age. Let her beware, the angel said, all that I commanded her, let her observe. The well-being of the child will be affected by the habits of the mother. Her appetites and passions are to be controlled by principle. There is something for her to shun, something for her to work against, if she fulfills God's purpose for her in giving her a child. If before the birth of her child she is self-indulgent, if she is selfish, impatient, and exacting, these traits will be reflected in the disposition of the child. Thus many children had received as a birthright almost unconquerable tendencies to evil. CD 217.2. But if the mother unswervingly adheres to right principles, if she is temperate and self-denying, if she is kind, gentle, and unselfish, she may give her child these same precious traits of character. Very explicit was the command prohibiting the use of wine by the mother. Every drop of strong drink taken by her to gratify appetite endangers the physical, mental, and moral health of her child, and is a direct sin against her Creator. CD 217.3. Many advisors urge that every wish of the mother should be gratified, that if she desires any article of food, however harmful, she should freely indulge her appetite. Such advice is false and mischievous. The mother's physical needs should in no case be neglected. Two lives are depending upon her, and her wishes should be tenderly regarded, her needs generously supplied. But at this time above all 218 others she should avoid, in diet and in every other line, whatever would lessen physical or mental strength. By the command of God Himself she is placed under the most solemn obligation to exercise self-control. CD 217.4, 1890, CTBH 37, 38, 334. When the Lord would raise up Samson as a deliverer of His people, He enjoined upon the mother correct habits of life before the birth of her child, and the same prohibition was to be imposed, from the first, upon the child, for he was to be consecrated to God as a Nazarite from his birth. CD 218.1. The angel of God appeared to the wife of Manoah, and informed her that she should have a son, and in view of this he gave her the important directions, "Now therefore beware, I pray thee, and drink not wine nor strong drink, and eat not any unclean thing." CD 218.2. God had important work for the promised child of Manoah to do, and it was to secure for him the qualifications necessary for this work, that the habits of both the mother and the child were to be so carefully regulated. "Neither let her drink wine nor strong drink," was the angel's instruction for the wife of Manoah, "nor eat any unclean thing, all that I commanded her, let her observe. The child will be affected for good or evil by the habits of the mother. She must herself be controlled by principle, and must practice temperance and self-denial, if she would seek the welfare of her child. CD 218.3, Let Her Beware, Signs, February 26, 1902 335. The words spoken to the wife of Manoah contain a truth that the mothers of today would do well to study. In speaking to this one mother, the Lord spoke to all the anxious, sorrowing mothers of that time, and to all the mothers of succeeding generations. Yes, every mother.